All right, so let's get the show on the road, huh? It's 4:04. We're already late. I'm just talking too much. So I thought we would start off with Lady on the Island and the Dairy Maid. I got some new tunes this week. I don't know if we've done these tunes. So if we have, we haven't done them in a while. So it's really good. And then, two really lovely tunes.
Thank you.
little variations there. I'm sorry about that, folks. Sometimes I just can't help myself. How are we all doing today? Everybody good? That response was overwhelming.
That's tremendous. How's that?
My back is sore, but not as sore as yours, no doubt.
John, I took a great hike today, got wind blown and came back just in time for you.
You did?
Yeah, it's 73 degrees out here in California where I live.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
It's not 73 degrees here, but it's actually a really nice day though.
Yeah.
I was able to work outside today, so a little bit. All right, let's do, let me see, the Tempany bit. And a trip to Athlone. I haven't done the Tenpenny bit in a long, long time. So let me see. I got the Tenpenny bit here. And a trip to Athlone. Well, it's been a long time since we did this tune, if we ever did it. I know. Okay. Huh? How's the tempo, folks? You good?
That's great. Good?
Okay.
All those teams.
All right. Where do I put the... okay. Put them over there. All right. A couple of horn pipes. Huh. Let me see. Where's my horn pipe stack? So let's do Alexander's and Cronin's. I haven't done an Alexander's before, I don't think. Let's see if I get through it. I think I got it. So such a great hornpipe, Cronin's. I love it. All right. Thank you. Turns, aren't they? So how are we doing here? All right, we're down a little bit. I don't think anybody picked up on my Facebook post. I don't think there's anybody here. So I just, you know, Facebook changed their algorithms and now nobody knows anything. All right, let's do, why don't we do O'Carolan's Concerto? There you go.
Thank you.
Little glitch at the end there. Sorry about that. All right. Let's get back to doing some reels. So let's see. Let's try this set. Huey Travers. And the Jolly Tinker and the Woman of the House. That's a different version of what I know, but we'll give it a shot. And then nice long set for you guys. Thank you. So I think it might have been a half fast, too fast. I apologize for that. I know some of you probably kept up fine.
But... Well, if we'd gone slower, I don't know if we would have made it through the Jolly Tinker that many times. It's a great tune. I love that one.
It's a great tune. I've been playing it forever. All right, I'm going to try this set that I put together, these jigs. The Black Rogue, Trip to the Cottage, and the Shaskin. So let's see if we get through this. Very excited about having all these new tunes today. We haven't done any of these. If we've done any of them, we haven't done them in a long time. So, makes the tune different when you play the correct C sharp instead of a C natural. I'm like, what am I playing here? And then the Shaskin. Oh, sorry, the trip to cottage first. All right.
Thank you.
Shushking from the Shushking CD or record back then. I forget. I think it's just called Shushking. It's a black album.
Yeah, I looked that one up because I was curious about it, and it's a Brendan Tonner composition, apparently.
I see that, yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah.
All I know is Shushking recorded it in the 70s.
Nice.
In the early to mid 70s, and P.J. Hernan was playing in the band at the time. And that's where I learned it. It's a great tune. Bill, how are you? Yvette.
Good, John. Good to see you.
You too, my friend. And Kay, good to see you.
Hello, John. Good to see you.
Brian. Well, everybody's here now. We're almost back up to our normal number. That's great. Well, good.
You made me fall in love with a tune today that I hadn't realized how much I loved the Jolly Tinker.
That's a great tune, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's on my Pride of Wexford album from 1974. I recorded that when I was 14 years old.
Wow.
Anyway, all right. Here we
go. It doesn't get played enough either, I think.
It doesn't. I play it at sessions all the time, but yeah, nobody, I don't think if I played it, anybody would play it. It's such a pity. So, all right. Yeah. So let's see what we're going to do now. Let's do, excuse me, how about Kitty's Wedding and Sonny Murray's, or the Wicklow as it's called. And what is this I got? I don't know where that came from. All right, so Kitty's Wedding, we all know, I'm sure, right? And then there we go. I learned Sonny Murray's from going to a Sheemsa concert in County Wexford at White's Hotel back in 1973, I think it was. And they played it. Never heard it before then. Thank you. lovely tunes.
Yeah, it's a really nice one. That last one, I don't have.
Yeah, it's a really great tune. Yeah, it's got that going to that scene. Natural is really a nice twist on that tune.
Definitely. My favorite note.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's all a right. Fun note for pipes because you could play like really sort of what they call a nasty C sometimes. You know, you kind of slide up to it and do a lot of vibrato.
Yeah, the C is definitely tough on the pipes.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and take my pipes out this year.
Oh, nice.
I've had them for, I don't know, 5 years. I forget now actually how long I've had them. I've only taken them out of the box like 6 or 7 times. But
Who made your set?
What's that?
Who made your set?
It's, I forget, I keep forgetting his name. I got it from Kirk, from my buddy in Kentucky, Rick. Rick Wall? Swananoa. I got him.
Nice.
It's a plastic chanter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Patrick Guy?
It's really good, and Killian played him, and he said it was really nice. I have a really good reed. That's the saving grace. The reed is really, really good.
That's good. So. That's important. Do you want to do some announcements before I have to take off?
Do what?
Do you want to do some announcements?
I don't know. I mean, everybody here hears them every week, so I don't want to drive everybody crazy repeating the same bloody things. I don't know if we have anybody new here this week that hasn't been or hasn't been in a while. But anyways, all this stuff, you want to do the announcements, Alina?
Well, I don't know the current sort of events where you'll be performing, but generally, I would just say, like, if you can, try to throw some money to John's tip jars. I put the information in the chat. You know, he doesn't do this for the payment, but, you know, anything to help him out. It's a difficult time for musicians right now, so John's been doing some really great stuff for the music community, keeping these sessions going. And then there's also the tour coming up. Let me find the link for that.
There's still time to sign up.
Yeah, there's still time to sign up. I'll put the link in the chat. Things are opening up again in Ireland, so it sounds like a really great time to go back there and, you know, get to have some real sessions with people again. What else is there?
And we have some great surprise guests coming.
Nice. Is there anything else that comes to mind?
Well, I'm doing just, you know, I did my first gig of the year last Friday, and Karen joined me for my first Kaylee of the year. And I think that was my third or fourth gig in 2 years. So other than the virtual stuff that we've been doing. But Sean Cleland is coming out from Chicago. And so we're going to do a couple of local gigs here. We're playing at the Crossroads Mall. I don't know how many of you might be that local, but anyway, you can put the word out if you know anybody in Seattle. I think that Crossroads, where is the Crossroads Mall, Marilyn?
It's up, it's in Bellevue.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Like straight east of downtown on 130th or something, 140th, I don't know. I used to go up there a lot when my daughter was in high school.
Yeah, so we're going to be there.
They have a nice venue.
Yeah, we're going to be there and it's free. So, and then we're doing a gig in Beaverton in Oregon, and we're going to be down there, right in the Portland area. So just keep on my Facebook. I'm going to try and update the website this week. And of course, we're going to be in New York. I'm doing a Kaylee at the Gaelic American Club in Fairfield, Connecticut on the 6th of March. And I'm going to be doing some sessions around New York. And I'm St. Patrick's Day in Manhattan, doing Sober St. Patrick's for the 11th year, doing Sober St. Patrick's. So thank God we're getting back on the road. And then we're going to go to Ireland and play music in Ireland. So that's all of that. So just keep you posted. So kind of almost back to normal, but not quite. Anyway, so we have plenty of time here. So let's see. Let's do Let's do, if I can do, I think we didn't do it already. Did we? The Reel of Mullinavat? Did we do that one already? No. So we got the Chattering Magpie, the Whistling Postman, and the Reel of Mullinavat. And I have no idea if these names are correct or not. I got them off the session, so.
Are you doing it in that order, or are you starting with Reel of Mullinavat?
No, I was reading them back. So Reel of Mullinavat, Mullinavat, the Whistling Postman, and the Chattering Magpie. I've got to go through these little versions because they're different than what I think I'm gonna. I was talking to somebody, and what do you guys can tell me if this is a good idea or not. So I'm thinking about doing a book of all these session tunes and put in my versions of the tunes in there. And then it's going to take me a while to do it because I'm doing a book of my original compositions that I got to get out. It's been way delayed, but so I don't know. I got all these bloody tunes we've been doing for the last couple of years. I might as well put a little.
Well, I for one would buy one.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So we got, thank you. I didn't see you, but I think that was David. So. The Whistling Postman. Lovely tune. Folks, here we go. I'll try not to play them too fast. Sorry. Sometimes it's better if I don't look at the music. Different versions kind of mess me up a little bit, but it's great tunes. Good. All right, so I'll do a couple more, folks. My back is really starting to bother me, and I was up on the ladder most of the day doing this bloody tile, cutting tiny pieces of tile to put on the wall. So I think I'm feeling it now, but hopefully after tomorrow it's all done. We're pretty much done. So let's do the Apples in Winter and the Moon Coin. And then let's add, because I think I recorded it that way, let's add the Carrero jig after that. So we do the three jigs, and then maybe we'll finish off with a couple more reels.
Thank you.
It's a great tune. It's one of my favorite tunes of all time. So I was thinking we'd do, let's do the Ah Shirley and the Glen Cullum Kill. And maybe we'll just add, because it's my last set of tunes, I really don't think I can do much more after this. So let's just add the Andersons. Let's do Andersons. That's Gravel Walks, right? Let's do that, those two sets together, but we're not going to play them three or four times each. Okay, so we'll do Ah Shirley, Glen Cullum Kill, Andersons, Gravel Walks, and The Ships Are Sailing. How's that? A nice long set.
The Ships Are Sailing, I love.
Ah Shirley first, sorry. Don't want to confuse you guys. And then that was Gravel Walks, right? Alright.
Love Gravel Walks.
Alright, start your engines. We're in for the long haul here. Thank you. Bye. Sorry, I had to add the Heather Breeze at the end because that's how I recorded it. So I couldn't resist doing that little change. I love that little change, that variation of change into the G that I did on the recording. So anytime I get a chance to play, I do it. So thanks, everybody, for being here. I hope you had a good time. I know I did in general. And I'm sorry I'm finishing a few minutes early, but my back is bothering me. But thanks. Thanks. Really for the support, and I hope you get something out of it. That's the important thing, right? So